This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, a great idea. 855-993-7569. You can call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it has to be whether it's sort of in your bedroom or your living room or your backyard or your, I suppose, let's see, where else could be, your playground, your school, your job. There's something on your mind and you want to talk with me about it, just give me a holler. 855-993-7569. I know the rest of the country is sort of doing the same thing, that we're getting an unusually hot July. I mean, it's sort of, whenever I look at the weather map, it looks much more like August than it does in July. And the only reason I mention it, since none of us really have any control whatsoever over the weather. I mean, even saying global warming, I don't know that your compost heap is going to make a change, although I think all of us should be as careful about the environment as we can, because, you know, it's the joke about the guy who's walking the beach and after a high tide, and he's throwing starfish back into the water that are dying on the beach, and someone comes up and says, you know, there's so many starfish, you know, you can't make any difference. You know, it doesn't make any difference, he says, it does to the starfish. So the idea of being, you know, we do what we can because that's what we should be doing. But the reason I bring it up is that it makes people a bit crankier than they normally are, that human beings are really pretty homeostatic. We can only operate within a very limited temperature range, and probably within all sorts of other ranges of which we're not completely aware. And there are all sorts of stressful things going on in the world. So what that just means is take a deep breath, you know, that as they say, you know, pain may be inevitable, but suffering is optional. And you don't really have to suffer. It may be hot, but you don't have to be any crankier than you're going to allow yourself to be. So, you know, go and put some cold water on your wrist or the back of your neck, or allow your kids to wander around. Actually, what Americans do is we all take off our clothes when it gets hot, right? We put on as little as possible. If you look at people who live in very hot climates, they do exactly the opposite. They wear a lot of very loose clothing, including covering their heads and wearing light colors. And it turns out that that's actually a much better way to deal with the heat than the way we do it, which is, okay, I'm going to take off all my clothes. Do use sunblock. All right, so that's my mommy joy kind of comment for the day. Actually, lots of you know I went to Rice, and I'm pretty active as an alum. And they had a party last night, and the good news about it, it was kind of fun. I thought it was just kind of a come and have a drink, and we'll talk about things. And it turned out to be a dinner, which was very nice. Although the food was really great, except it was in a very noisy place. So nobody could hear anybody. And guess whom I met last night? Joy Brown. It turns out there were two of us at the table. I guess her real name, I actually didn't ask her if her real name was Joy, because a lot of Joyces and Jones go by Joy. My real name is Joy. And Brown apparently was her maiden name, and she's now married. And she, of course, does not have an E, so that meant separated at birth.
That's what I was going to ask, if it was
exactly.
Had the E at the end.
It's pronounced slightly differently. You can hear, right, Brown and Brown. You can hear the difference, right? she said, you know, she said at the end, she came and she gave me a hug, and she said, I've been confused with you for 20 years. People ask me if I'm the Dr. Joy Brown, and I have to tell them no. And I said, well, they asked me if I'm Joy Brown, and I have to tell them, yes, you know, that I'm really you. So, but it was really interesting because it's not that common a name. But to run in, have you ever run into, am I allowed to say your whole name on air, Manny? I very seldom do. I just call you Manny.
Well, my last name's Hill.
I know. But the question is, can I tell? Well, you just did, so I guess I can. Have you ever run into another Manny Hill?
I have yet to do so.
Well, we're going to find you one. All righty. So today is kind of, if you look at the news, it's kind of an interesting, disruptive day. Cameron resigned. The Queen accepted his resignation today. The Emperor of Japan said he's going to abdicate, which is the first time in 200 years that a Japanese emperor has abdicated. It turned out he inherited the throne from his father, who was kind of defrocked by the Americans because people in Japan felt that the emperor was a direct link to God. So I also heard something that you can put in your trivial pursuit, something or other, which is that apparently Queen Elizabeth went to visit the set of Game of Thrones, and they gave her a chance to sit on the throne for Game of Thrones, and she wouldn't do it. And apparently she did this a couple of years ago, and it's now come out that as a monarch, she's not allowed to sit on another throne. I guess unless you capture the country. But isn't that kind of a cool piece of trivia, mm-hmm. that she wouldn't sit on the throne? Would you sit on the throne? I'd sit on the throne.
I definitely would.
There you go. Yeah. All right. And so we've got Elizabeth, we've got Hirohito. Bernie endorsed Hillary yesterday. Let's see, there was one other story about some kind of stock market's kind of wobbly today. All right, so let's see if this resonates with day in history. In this day in 1863, there were draft riots. Okay, now we did a story about this, pardon me, about a week and a half ago. It turns out conscription, which is the formal term for a draft, was opposed, and there were 3 days of rioting, which would later be regarded as the worst in United States history. So we have a long history of rioting, right? I mean, that's what happens in a democracy, is that people feel legitimately that they can voice their opinion, and sometimes that voicing gets a little loud and a little violent. But it turns out that you could actually buy yourself out of the draft for $300. $300 was a lot of money in 1863, but you have to remember, this was just before the Civil War, right? In 1923, the Hollywood sign is officially dedicated. It originally read, which I knew, did you know this? It was called Hollywood Land, but the last four letters were dropped after renovation in 1949.
Hmm.
I mean, saying, hi, I'm from Hollywood Land, just doesn't work as well as, hi, I'm from Hollywood.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't. So it was kind of like the Facebook, which was actually the name of Facebook to begin with. Doesn't work nearly as well as Facebook. In 1973, Alexander Butterfield reveals the existence of the Nixon tapes. They should have been called the Butterfield tapes, right? To the Special Senate Committee investigating the Watergate break-in. Rosemary Woods, the secretary who took the fall, who fell on her sword for the 18-minute gap. In 1977, amidst a period of financial and social turmoil, New York City experienced an electrical blackout that lasted nearly 24 hours that leads to widespread fires and looting. Now, if you contrast 1977 with what was November 2001, because it's right after September when there was the blackout in New York, and there was no looting, there were no fires. So maybe as a city, maybe as a country, maybe as a species, we're getting slightly less violent, slightly more civilized. A little hard to prove from last week, but maybe. In 1985, the Live Aid benefit concert takes place in London and Philadelphia, as well as other venues as Sydney and Moscow. On this day in 1985, Vice President George H.W. Bush becomes the acting president for the day when Ronald Reagan undergoes surgery to remove polyps from his colon. As opposed to Alexander Haig, who says, me, 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 but that was the shooting. In 2013, George Zimmerman is found not guilty in the shooting of Trayvon Martin. That sort of set off widespread rioting as well. You know, I'm hoping, and I think it's one of the things we put on Facebook, of maybe last week, because it was such a crummy week, for race relations, for violence, for everything in this country, that maybe it'll be a watershed moment. I know, I believe in the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny as well. 855-993-7569. Good news, sharing your next password isn't really a felony. Wow. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 855-993-7569, whatever it is that's on your mind is what we will talk about today, in addition to other things that are kind of floating around. I should ask you this. Have you ever heard of Sharon Jones, Manny?
Sharon Jones?
Yeah.
Don't think so.
I hadn't either. I saw a documentary about her yesterday, and it will be out in a couple weeks, and I actually recommend it. She is kind of an R&B singer. She actually was nominated for a Grammy I think like last year or the year before, but she's been around forever, and somebody said to her, which somehow seems sort of related to last week, but they said she was too dark, too short, too fat to be a star.
Jeez.
I know. And that Barbara Kopple, who's won, I think, a couple of Oscars for documentaries, has done a documentary, but I had never heard of her. But it turns out that, and I'm not giving away very much, but it turns out that she got a strange form of, it's not actually pancreatic cancer, because pancreatic cancer is really a devastating disease. And this one wasn't good, but it was somewhat, it had to do with the bile ducts and liver and pancreas. And you know, I still think that either documentary filmmakers have angels assigned to just them, because they always come up with these kind of, regardless of the subject, something happens. Like when they did the Serena and Venus, that was the year, that was their, both of them had a horrible year. One of them had been sick and the other one dropped out for a while. And so the documentary filmmakers have either great instincts or great luck or a combination of the two. So they go through, and there are things in documentaries that I'm a relatively open person while being private. Same time, my brother said, I'm the shyest extrovert he's ever met, which is true. But these things of people going through these terrible times in their lives and willing to let the camera be there with them, I don't know. Although I think that people who want to be in the spotlight, see, the thing is, I like radio, and I've done television, but I like the work. The spotlight, if I could do it with a bag over my head, I would, but you can't. And using a false name when you're a psychologist actually doesn't work either. So, but I'm just interested to see whether or not, because you're sort of more of a music fan. I should probably ask the guys as well, because they're music fans as well. All right. So I thought what we would talk about today, just because it's, I think, on everybody's mind, is your thoughts on what happened the last week in America with we had Baton Rouge, we had the Twin Cities, we had Dallas. What your thoughts were. And as I said, I'm trying to remember who I was talking, maybe at the dinner last night. Oh, incidentally, if you ever have a chance to have General Tao's cauliflower, because everybody's aware of General Tao's chicken, right, which has got a huge number of calories in it, it's really good, but it will keep you awake till 5 o'clock in the morning. It was one of those things that, oh, this is great, I love cauliflower. And so, and they're sort of these little misleadingly small, like little balls. And so you eat like four of them or something. God knows how many calories. And at 5 o'clock this morning, I'm thinking, I should probably go to sleep pretty soon. I got to work today. So anyway, so Manny, do you have any specific thoughts? Because Manny and I kind of decided to put it up like this, because this really isn't particularly a political program, but what I was talking about is that on Monday, when I had this quandary of coming off this terrible week and this terrible weekend in America, and regardless of what your politics are, I think everybody had to be thinking, geez Louise, what is going on? What can I do? What can we do differently so this doesn't happen again? And then we had that call on Monday, which for me really personalized the whole dilemma of a woman, a relatively young woman, who is African-American, who had a friend who was also a client for 7 years, and they were talking about the events in Dallas, and her friend said that they both have young children. I think they both had sons, as a matter of fact. And her friend, the white woman, said, well, if he hadn't been carrying a gun, he wouldn't have been shot. And the woman... my caller said that she didn't know whether to dump her. She was just stunned by it and didn't really respond at the time, and was calling me to say, do I dump her as a friend? Do I help me walk through this. And I said, all right, pretend that I'm your potential ex-friend, and what do you want to say to me? And she said, well, I was really offended. And I said, yeah, but that's going to start a war. And, I think when we're faced with bigotry, that one of the things that we do is we explain the pain that we're feeling as opposed to attacking somebody. Because if you attack them, they're going to get defensive, and nothing changes. And in fact, you inadvertently may have pushed them farther into their own inappropriate response. So what if you said that all of a sudden you felt that your son was not as safe as her son? Because that's something with which she could relate. So, and for me, it was an extraordinary call that really brought home what last week was, which is, what does it feel like to feel like your child does not have the same, is in more danger, has less option? And whether for a very long time, we felt that our daughters had less option than our sons. We felt that that if you were gay, that you didn't have the same option about marriage. And clearly, those two areas, while not completely reversed, have made major strides. And then to be faced with this woman's reality was that all of a sudden she felt, because her two-year-old son was African-American, that he had a shorter life expectancy, that he had less safety, that he was going to be, she could not ever say to him, the police are your friend. I mean, that seems to me a startling, personal, gut-wrenching revelation. So for me, it was the politics were and the events, the news events, were brought to a very personal level in her phone call. And we believe that America is the land of opportunity. And obviously in our history, that some had less opportunity than others, that people were brought here as slaves, people were brought here as steerage, the Irish need not apply, the Native Americans were hounded off their land. So it's not like, but in theory at least, we were started with the notion that you got a second chance here, or that you had a chance. It didn't make any difference who your parents were, or even what your felonies were in the past. We're a nation that was settled by essentially debtor's prison. The murders and the rapists went to Australia. The debtors came here. So, you know, Manny, I'd love to hear what you think about this. And we have a whole bunch of people who wanted to comment it as well. If there's something else on your mind, you know how to get in touch with me, or you'd like to comment about this by letting me hear your dulcet voice. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today. To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I just thought I would mention one thing before we go to looking at the issue, because I think it's not just race relations in America, and I think we have to be a little careful about that. It certainly is tinged by that, to use sort of, I guess, a vaguely appropriate word. But as someone said with the shootings in Orlando, it's one person who did that and a whole nation, not to mention a city, and people coming together to say this is not acceptable. So I think we have to be really careful about not sort of losing our perspective on this. And it certainly should be, I think, a wake-up call. I think it should certainly be it's an alarming, terrible situation. But to say that I would probably agree that we are still have a long way to go before we are a colorblind country, as well as not ageist, not sexist. But there is actually some, as far as I'm concerned, some kind of progress on some level today in that a federal judge for the very first time in the United States has said that you can't use a stingray, which is a surveillance device that can trick your a phone into revealing locations. So they said you can't do it without a warrant, which I think is a gutsy judge and a gutsy move and completely appropriate. I mean, people have rights to privacy. Okay, so let's look at let's get Manny's perspective, if you have one and you want to share it, about last week.
Yeah, I just think, and I've been saying this too the last few days, is that we just need to get to a point where we're not trying to shift blame from here to there about things. You know what I mean?
Well, Giuliani, I think, did not help.
Right.
I mean,
well, that's just it. I mean, you're throwing fuel into the fire, and it's just...
Well, it's also blaming the victim. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, you know, it's like the woman saying, you know, that, well, if he hadn't had the gun in his pocket, you know, if he hadn't been carrying a gun, he wouldn't have been shot.
Well, we saw that, too, with the Brock Turner thing. You know, there were people that were tweeting out things, Joy, that they said, like, well, she said, well, the girl shouldn't have been drinking, and, you know, I'm like, it's just disgusting the way people can sort of have those sorts of thoughts in their minds, you know, and it's like, we've got to get to that point where we're not blaming people anymore. We've got to start working towards a solution.
Well, and an understanding, I think.
Yeah.
That... It's kind of like, you know, the comment that I reiterated earlier this week of peace at what price? That you can always have peace if somebody is frightened, is unwilling to speak out, is afraid of the repercussions. That we make progress in relationships, in countries, in governments, there's enough respect on both sides to be able to say, this is not workable. And I sort of feel that, and I think your point is very well taken, Manny, that it's what we've lost in America, that a democracy depends on different points of view that can be expressed cogently without violence so that we can contemplate alternatives. And that I think most people, most social scientists would even agree, let alone psychologists, that compromise quite often comes up with a much better solution than either side would have come up on their own. It's more creative. It's more organic. It has more possibility of succeeding that it takes into account. It's why most of us are supportive of two-parent families. It's not that one parent is better than the other. It's that if you have two points of view, even if both of them are wrong, you at least may have some possibility of evolving a better solution than either would have come up with. Although I did see a bumper sticker that said, "If I agreed with you, then we'd both be wrong." But so I agree that sense of moving towards some kind of compromise of, I'm willing to listen to your point of view. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it, but I want to hear it, so that maybe I can have a deeper understanding, and I want you to do the same. And our leadership has gone to hell in a handbasket about it. I mean, in Congress, the idea is, even if it's a good idea, I'm not going to vote for it because I don't want my party to view me as succumbing to your the other side. Why does it have to be sides? Why does it have to be right and wrong? Why does it have to be zero-sum games? So I agree. Let's hear what other people have said.
We'll start with Connie, and she says, my best friend was a black woman. Black paranoia isn't imagined. While out with her, we were followed by store security while shopping, ignored in a restaurant, etc. She and I were middle-aged professional women. It made no sense.
Yeah, I hear. And I think that it's not only that whites, you know, that whites are paranoid about blacks. I think to a certain extent, blacks are probably paranoid about whites as well. I mean, it's one of those situations where everybody loses, no matter how you look at it. If you look at anxiety, if you look at finances, if you look at stressful or less stressful lives, if And kids don't, kids understand differences very early because it's part of any organism to understand self and other, to understand differences.
Yeah.
But how we interpret those differences is very much, it's like South Pacific. You have to be carefully taught to hate. To see differences. See, I don't have any problem with people seeing differences. I don't think men and women look the same. I don't think they necessarily have the same. I think they have the same ultimate goals, but how they achieve them, not necessarily the same. And, you know, someone said I'm the whitest white woman they ever met. I don't mind people looking at me and saying she's white. I don't mind, presumably, someone me looking at someone saying they're black. That's not the issue. The issue is not the difference. The issue is the value judgment assigned to the difference when difference, anything different than me is bad. Yeah. Everything different than me is the enemy. Anything different than me is frightening, should be opposed. It truly, you know, the word that just popped into my mind was that's how you define cancer. Is, and I think social interaction is not mindless cells that are out of place, that are different. It's we have the ability to understand differences without being afraid of them, without being antagonized by them, without being fearful about them.
Let me just say this too. You know, my dad is 62 years old, and he's from Tennessee, and he grew up as a teenager in the 1960s in the South. And he grew up in a part of Tennessee where there was a lot of Ku Klux Klan members.
Mm.
And to this day, you know, 40, 50 years later, you know, in his early 60s, he saw a lot and he was called a lot of things and he dealt with a lot of things. And to this day, it still affects him.
Mm-hmm.
It still.
And what, can you be specific about how it affects him?
He's still really angry about a lot of it.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's not like a rageful anger. It's just it's a painful
simmering.
Anger. Yeah. It's just a painful form of anger, and it, you know, he's fine as far as, you know, his life and everything. He's doing well, but I can just tell with like conversations that I have with him. That it still eats at him, just being called certain things when you're 13, 14 years old. You know, I mean, he was 15 years old or 14 years old when Martin Luther King died in Memphis. Now, he wasn't in Memphis, but he was growing up in Tennessee when that happened. Yeah. So you know, that stuff it leaves a lasting scars.
Impact. It really does. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a big thing.
Well, you know, as many of you know, I was born in the South and then went to school. I went to school in Texas. So, I'm probably more Southern than anything else. And my first semester at Rice, I couldn't afford. I went home at Christmas, but not at Thanksgiving, and the dorms were closed. So a friend of mine invited me to stay for Thanksgiving with her. And it turned out that I'm not going to give a whole lot of details because it's not relevant. But so for Thanksgiving dinner, they had the state Supreme Court Justice of Texas over for dinner. And at the time, Rice was being challenged to integrate. And the word Negras came up. And I was 16 years old and I said, you know, one of my best friends is, I think we used the term black then, and I really object. And they threw me out of the house. They told me I had to leave the house. I was a 16-year-old kid all by myself on Thanksgiving and went back to an empty dorm and would absolutely, they said, well, would you go swimming with it? And I said, yeah, I don't think it rubs off. I got thrown out. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, Britain's got a female prime minister again since Margaret Thatcher. Theresa May was invited by the Queen to form a new government. So, I was telling Manny this story off the air, and he said, well, you know, you should tell it on the air because it actually has to do with what we were talking about. I saw a movie which will be out in a couple weeks. It's called Equity, which is, I've been seeing the previews everywhere. And it could also be called Women of Wall Street. It's about Anna Gunn, whom I did not know, whom was on Breaking Bad and Deadwood. And she's, I was fun watching her because, first of all, she's a really good actor. Second of all, she's not all that pretty. And third of all, she's kind of chunky. And it's wonderful to see a woman like that on the screen as opposed to the little anorexic fake breasts that are usually Hollywood's version of what should be a leading lady. And she plays this kind of tough financial person who's bringing a dot-com to Wall Street for an IPO. And I'm not going to tell you, I'll tell you about it when I review it, but there's the one scene in it, and it seems complete. First of all, it's my favorite scene in the movie, but it also speaks to exactly what we're talking about here, which is everything's hitting the fan, and her minions, who are the two people that she has said were the least productive in the department, one of them offers her a cookie because she hasn't anything to eat. And she looks at him, and she yells, "How many effing chocolate chips are in this cookie?" And he said, "Well, I don't know what you're talking about." He said, "You're a numbers guy. How many?" He says, "Three." And she says, "I watched you eat three. I watched you eat your cookie, and it was crammed with chocolate chips. And you give me one, an effing cookie with three chocolate chips in it." And I remember thinking, that's the best scene in the movie, because it's exactly what Manny and I have been talking about. This wasn't about chocolate chips. It was about feeling that she was a second-class citizen, and she was under stress, and she's arguing about and being insulted by and furious about how many chips are in her cookie. And the point is, if you felt like you have a lifetime of being ignored, and whether we're talking about race, whether we're talking about bullies, whether we're talking about just sad people, that anything can set you off. A chocolate chip cookie can set you off. So what we need to do, I think, as human beings, is understand that, number one. And number two, I suppose if you're one of those people who feels that your childhood has scarred you, that's why therapy was invented, folks. That's why I'm here. That's why other therapists are there, that you can do something about it. You can't undo the past, but you can offset how it affects your present and your future. And for the rest of us, to understand that whatever event works, that people don't overreact. They're just reacting to something we don't understand. And the way to deal with that is to ask, rather than judge or fight back or tell them how offensive they are or tell them they need a therapist, which may be true, but not very strategic or tactful. Okay, let's see what other people have to say about this.
Well, we move on to Antonio. And Antonio says, "I don't feel sorry for black folks, especially after learning the NFL has 69% Negro players who average an annual salary of $1.9 million per year. I will
Can you be any more irrelevant?
Yeah. It gets better.
Okay.
I will add all the black movie stars, rap artists, etc. Someone asked, where is Obama? I was thinking, where is Oprah? I hope you know the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gave the United Negro College Fund $1.6 billion in 2004. Furthermore, I don't feel sorry for the police either, as I know many of them abuse their powers. So I've decided to step aside on this one and not get involved."
I'm not sure I would call that non-involvement, but I mean, first of all, I actually have had some dealings with United Negro College, because they're trying to change their name and they want to change their image. But it turns out, interestingly enough, which Antonio, in his kind of charmingly bumbling ways, pointed out, the United Negro College is actually supported mostly by whites and always has been. Did you know that?
I did know that. Yes.
Yes. It was fascinating to me. And they're trying desperately. They were going to do some work with me, and then they didn't, about sort of changing the image and changing the name and sort of broadening their base. I'm telling one other thing, which is a little tangential, but seems to me as I said, I was at a Rice function last night, and one of the women, we were talking about our experience at Rice in very limited kinds of ways, and this woman said that Rice gave her a scholarship. She was from India. And she said it saved her from a life of being just a wife and mother. And she's now, I'm not sure exactly what she does, to be quite honest, because she talked about it, but I didn't really get a clear idea of it. She deals with minority women, and she has a group that she deals with in New York and in Princeton. But I thought that was such a powerful statement of, among other things, that how much education matters. And that part of what we're really talking about is not only education in the formal sense of the word of a college education or a scholarship, but we're talking about education of understanding our common humanity, understanding our common concerns, understanding what we've been taught and why we were taught that, and whether or not that still has any value to any of us. And that to me is education in the most vital and important kind of thing, and why I tried to convince my caller that instead of taking an aggressive position and saying, you really offended me, to take the other position that said, you really hurt my feelings, and I was scared because I respect you and I care about you and we have a relationship, and yet at this moment that somehow you were willing to let my son be less safe than your son, and I'd really like you to explain that to me or talk with me about it so I can understand it better. Because I think that's the hope that we have, is understanding that Manny's dad is still upset about being called, I suspect, the N-word or boy or whatever, that that my friend last night from dinner was feeling like she was considered a second-class citizen in the country of her birth, that that we all have that baggage that we carry around, but it really is possible to check it, you know, to just check. We don't have to carry it around with us all the time. We don't have to put it in the overhead. We don't have to schlep it through the airport. We can check it, and we're not an airline, so you don't even get charged for it, although therapy may be a little more expensive than you thought it was going to be. But just think about it. You can check that baggage. You can get rid of it. You don't have to schlep it around with you. All right, 855-993-7569. Do we have time? You got to admit that there was a terrible joke in the 90s about, I think it was Bush's solution to black poverty was to expand the NBA or something. But this one, I mean, folks, it was not a good joke then. It's not a good joke now. And the idea that some athletes get paid a lot of money does not offset racism in America or anyplace else. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.